You know that feeling, right? That constant digital noise, just the sheer amount of stuff online, and this kind of nagging sense that our privacy is just constantly being, well, eroded.
Yeah, it really feels like that sometimes.
It does. And it feels like our operating systems are practically, I don't know, living inside our digital lives now, digging
Yeah.
deeper and deeper. And maybe nothing shows this tension better than Microsoft's, let's say, innovative, but definitely controversial, Windows 11 feature called Windows Recall.
Ah, yes, recall.
Yeah.
That certainly made some
It
waves.
did. Now, on the surface, it sounds almost like sci-fi. You know, it's meant to totally change how you find things you've done on your computer, basically taking screenshots of whatever you're doing every few seconds.
Fondly capturing the screen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Analyzing it and then building this searchable database. You can ask questions like, what was that article I read last week about, I don't know, quantum computing? And Recall is supposed to just show you visually.
Sounds useful in theory, but
Yeah. But yeah, as you can guess, this immediately threw up some massive privacy red flags. I mean, we're talking about a comprehensive visual record of literally everything you do,
everything.
passwords, private emails, medical stuff, financial data. It all could potentially be captured. So our mission for this deep dive is to really unpack Windows Recall, look at the privacy worries it stirred up, and maybe most interestingly, how one privacy-focused browser, Brave, took a really definitive stand.
A very proactive one, yeah. Setting a bit of a new standard, maybe.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
It's really fascinating when you look at how recall actually works. So it is opt-in, you have to choose to turn it on.
Right, that's important. It's not on by default.
Correct. But once you enable it, it just runs, continuously capturing screenshots of your active windows. And this isn't like your browser history, list of URLs you can easily delete.
No, this is different then.
Totally different. It's a searchable visual history of pretty much everything that's flashed across your screen. So, like, imagine you quickly check your bank balance or a sensitive email preview pops up.
Right, things you don't even think about.
Exactly. Normally, that's just a fleeting moment. With Recall on, that moment could be logged, indexed, searchable. It really makes you pause, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And that really gets to the heart of the criticisms. First, just the sheer scale of the data collection. Like you said, it's not like browser history you can just clear. Recall creates these persistent visual records of everything. So sensitive stuff you thought was temporary, maybe not so temporary anymore, could be stored, indexed.
Permanently, potentially.
And then there's the security side. I mean, think about it, a single database holding screenshots of all your activity.
Yeah, it's a honeypot.
It's a massive target for cybercriminals, right? If that gets compromised,
Yeah.
wow. Years of personal, professional information just laid bare. It's like a gold mine for anyone malicious.
And, beyond the sort of technical hacking risks, there are some really serious potential real-world harms. Think about
Yeah.
situations like domestic abuse or stalking.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Having that detailed visual record of someone's communications, their browsing, it could be incredibly dangerous if accessed by the wrong person.
That's a chilling thought. Now, Microsoft did respond, didn't they? They tried to address some concerns.
They did. They pointed to some security measures. For instance, they provided ways for software developers to flag their apps, basically telling Recall, don't screenshot this.
Okay, so app developers can opt out their software.
Yes. And they also integrated something called Windows Hello Enhanced Sign-in Security, or ESS. The idea there is to use hardware isolation to protect sensitive data, like the Recall database, making it harder to access without authorization.
So extra locks on the digital door, essentially.
Kind of, but despite those steps, a lot of privacy advocates are still saying, look, the fundamental idea, continuously capturing and storing everything visually, that itself is the problem. The security measures are good, maybe, but the core concept remains problematic for them.
That's a really fair point. Even with good security, the basic premise of recording every single thing visually is, well, that's pretty jarring for a lot of people.
Definitely.
So, given all that background, it makes sense why Brave Software decided to take a pretty bold step, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. They didn't just wait and see. They went ahead and built a technical solution to just stop
I found things.
Recall from capturing anything within the Brave browser by default.
Okay, so how did they pull that off? What's the tech behind it?
Well, what's really clever is they use Microsoft's own tools. There's something called a Set Input Scope API. Think of it like a signal that apps can send to Windows about the type of content they're handling.
Right.
Brave set this signal to a specific value, AI is private for all its browser windows. So Brave is essentially telling Windows, hey, the stuff happening in this window, it's private, don't capture it for recall.
Ah, so they use Microsoft's own mechanism against the future.
Pretty much. It's a direct flag telling the OS this content shouldn't be captured, shouldn't be indexed, shouldn't be stored by recall.
That is brilliant. And the really big deal here seems to be the default protection part, right?
Exactly. That's key. Unlike other potential solutions where you, the user, might have to fiddle with settings or install something extra.
Which many people just won't do.
Right. Brave's protection just works automatically. Every tab, every session, everything you see in Brave is protected from recall capture from the get-go. They don't have to do anything.
That feels like more than just a technical fix. It's almost a statement, isn't it? Like, Brave is saying privacy shouldn't be something you have to constantly fight for or configure.
I think that's a fair interpretation. They're shifting the burden.
Yeah.
Instead of making you the privacy expert, they're building the protection right in.
Yeah.
By default. That's quite a significant move in the browser world.
Yeah, it really feels like it could set a new standard. Proactive privacy, not reactive.
It definitely contrasts with approaches where browsers might leave it up to the user or only offer opt-in privacy features. Brave's move signals a different philosophy, perhaps.
And Brave isn't totally alone in pushing back against recall, are they? I think Signal did something too.
Yes. Signal, the encrypted messaging app, also took action. They used a different method, though. They employed the DRM flag digital rights management.
DRM? Isn't that usually for stopping movie piracy or something?
Exactly. It's typically used to prevent copying of copyrighted content. Signal basically used that flag to tell Windows, this conversation is protected, no screenshots allowed.
Clever workaround. But does that have downsides?
It can, yeah. The main potential trade-off is that using the DRM flag can sometimes interfere with accessibility software, like screen readers that need to see the screen content.
Ah, okay. So helping one group might hinder another.
Potentially. Signal acknowledged this and actually gives users an option to disable this protection if they rely on those accessibility tools. So they offer a choice there.
Which brings us back to Brave. How does their approach compare in terms of choice? Is it just blocked, full stop?
Well, this connects to the bigger picture, doesn't it? Brave blocks recall by default, which is the strong privacy stance. But they haven't completely removed user choice.
Oh.
Yeah, for users who, for whatever reason, specifically want recall to capture their Brave browsing activity, they actually provide settings to allow it. So you can turn it back on for Brave if you choose to.
Okay, so it's strong default privacy, but still respects user autonomy if they actively want something different. That seems like a good balance.
It tries to strike that balance, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's worth noting, this feature went through their testing process. It showed up in the Brave Nightly builds first for feedback and refinement.
Right, the early adopter versions.
Exactly. And now it's rolling out to the main stable Brave browser releases. So it should be reaching most users soon, integrated properly.
Okay, so let's bring this home. Why does all this technical back and forth, APIs and flags, why does it actually matter to you listening right now?
Well, I think Brave's automatic protection is a pretty significant advantage if you're at all concerned about digital privacy.
Which, let's face it, more and more people are.
Absolutely. It basically means you can use Brave and have more confidence that your browsing activity isn't being silently scooped up and stored by this recall feature without you explicitly saying, okay.
So peace of mind while browsing, essentially.
Yeah. And this level of default protection is especially important for, say, people handling sensitive work information, journalists, activists, people in privacy-sensitive jobs.
Or just anyone who values their privacy, really.
Right. Or even people who aren't super tech-savvy. The automatic nature means they get this advanced protection without needing to become a privacy expert or dive into settings.
That's a huge point, making privacy accessible.
And thinking bigger picture, Brave's proactive stance here. It might push other browser developers to think harder about similar protections.
Like raising the bar for everyone?
Potentially. If users start expecting this kind of active data protection by default, it could lead to wider resistance against these more invasive data collection practices across the board.
It really does highlight that privacy isn't just one setting you flip, is it? It's this constant vigilance.
It is. And while Brave's move is a great example of software protecting you, it also underlines that you need to be aware of what all your apps are doing, what data they might be collecting. It's an ongoing thing.
Definitely. Navigating all this can feel overwhelming, for sure. And beyond just browser settings, there are broader solutions too, right? Services that look at your whole digital picture.
That's true. for people really concerned or for businesses, there are services out there that specialize in evaluating your entire digital ecosystem, all your devices, apps, identifying vulnerabilities. They might offer custom setups, training, ongoing monitoring, ways to help you try and stay in control.
So lots to think about. Okay, let's try and wrap this up. To recap, we've looked at this really interesting tension, haven't we, between an innovative feature like Windows Recall, designed to give you these almost superpower search abilities over your own digital past.
The potential convenience.
And the fundamental right to digital privacy. And Brave has really stepped into that tension with a very strong default protective stance, which is a pretty significant response in this whole ongoing digital tug of war.
It really drives home how much of our digital activity we might just assume is private, even if it's only on screen for a moment. This whole situation, it raises a really important question, I think.
Go on.
In a world where, technically, every single digital action could be recorded, indexed, recalled, what does this constant push and pull between tech innovation and our privacy actually mean for the future? For how we live our digital lives.
Yeah. And who should ultimately get to control those comprehensive visual records of our entire digital existence? That's definitely something to mull over.